Good morning and welcome to our morning service for Palm Sunday. It's lovely to have you here. You may want to just prepare yourself, give yourself a moment's quiet, pause this and then come back. You may need to want to have some bread and some wine with you so you could take the sacrament at the time that we take it. We're often slow to follow the example of Christ. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We often fail to walk the way of the cross. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring us his pardon and peace now and forever. Amen. We say the collect for today. True and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. Amen. Our first reading is from Psalm 119:19-24. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Gospel reading is from Matthew. It's Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." I'm just going to say a few words now. There's a slightly longer talk you'll find in the other file that we've uploaded onto the website. What would we say about such a story? Of course, it's an iconic story, isn't it, of Christ entering Jerusalem on the donkey. And I think the thing I'd most like to say is that as he went in with his procession, there was another procession going on elsewhere through the main gates, the Roman militia in full regalia, the civic authorities parading in all their might into the city. Anyone was there, and that's where they would go. You'd go there if you wanted to be influential. You'd go there if you wanted to see the pomp and circumstance, might of the Roman Empire. But who were these people waiting to see this obscure rabbi on a donkey? My guess is that they were the poor and the bored and the lost and those people that no one else wanted to be near. I find it a great encouragement because I think I would have hated to be at the Roman parade. Yes, it might have been glamorous, but I would have felt excluded. I wouldn't be rich or well connected. I would have felt oppressed by the Romans. But here is God in all his modesty, gently, quietly coming in. A big man on a tiny donkey. King, of course. Maybe Jesus knows that he's not the king that people are expecting. They're expecting a king of military might. They sing the old rebel songs, but Jesus knows he's a different king, gentle, humble, and about to make the ultimate sacrifice. And today, as we think of those members of the NHS who are also making such tremendous sacrifice, we're thankful for gentleness, humility, and service. Amen. If you wanted to wait a moment, we'll now just start our Eucharistic prayer. I shall be celebrating the Eucharist here at my home, and do feel free to join in with the responses that are involved. And at the right time, it will be fine to take a little sip of wine or juice and maybe a tiny piece of bread. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. But chiefly we are bound to praise you because you raised him gloriously from the dead, for he is the true Paschal Lamb, who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice, made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. To take a moment now to just contemplate and to take in the glory of the communion, to be invited to be at God's top table and to know something of his presence in our daily lives. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. Friends, we say together, may we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in our hope that you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free and the whole earth live to praise your name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you very much for joining me for this Palm Sunday service. You are very welcome. You know, you can contact me at any point by email or by phone. And during Holy Week, we will be putting a talk up every single night. So you can just spend, you know, 5 or 6 minutes listening to something and then praying and thinking about it. Go well and be safe, won't you? And finally, a blessing. Eternal God, comfort of the afflicted and healer of the broken, you have fed us at the table of life and hope. Teach us the ways of gentleness and peace, that all the world may acknowledge the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us and with all those that we love and pray for, now and always. Amen. Brothers and sisters, go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. Amen.